Have you designed a new hire's first 90 days experience? Hey, I'm Carl Taylor. I am your host here at Entrepreneurs Rising, and this is the show for you if you've been in business for a little while now and you're looking to get more freedom, more money, more wealth outside of the business. So you're building a business that provides for you today, but also is building the wealth that will provide for you no matter what happens in business. And you want a rocking life with great relationships and good just self-awareness and health. That's what this show is about. And today I want to talk about new hires, because if you want to get any form of freedom in your business, you need to build a team. Now, many people out there be like, you don't need a team. You can do it all with you and AI and maybe one VA. And that is true. There are various business models you can make that work. The type of businesses I'm talking about, though, you will need to build a team if you want any form of freedom. I have a team of around 60. I'm not saying you need that size of a team, but you will need a team around you if you want some freedom. And if you're hiring people to do a done-for-you service, if you're one of the trades business, an agency, IT consulting, something like that, where people show up and do the work, it's not just machinery and selling a digital product, you're going to need people, and you're probably hiring people on a regular basis. People leave and you need to replace them. And one of the key secrets to making that work is having a new hire onboarding process. Often in a service-based business, we craft out what the experience will be for our clients when they first sign up. What will that first 90-day experience for a client look like? What emails do they get? What do they need to do? What do we need to do? What do we first ask them for? What are the meeting rhythms? All of that is crafted for the clients, but too many entrepreneurs don't do that for their team. And so that's what we're talking about. You need to craft a new hire onboarding sequence for a specific role. So you might have a generic one that might be the first 2 weeks that every person who ever gets hired, no matter what position, goes through. And then you might have them branch off into specific curriculums and specific processes depending on the role. You know, for us, if you're a graphic designer, you get a very different training experience to if you're a WordPress developer. Like, they're very different journeys, but the beginnings are the same, and then they kind of fork off into different paths. So you need to craft that. So what do you think about? What goes into this? Well, firstly, getting them up to speed with the company. What is the vision and mission in this company? What does it stand for? What are the values? What are the core values that this company stands by? What will they be held to? You know, just so they know what they're a part of. Who do they need to know in the company? Who are the important people, the various people that maybe they've never met, maybe they won't interact with, but they need to be aware of them. Like, this is the name of our CEO, and this is, you know, this is the HR. And then standard important policies, like, how do they put in leave requests? How much leave are they entitled to? What are the standard practices around holidays and closures? What are the kinds of things they're going to need to know about the company? Then you might start to bring them into, well, what are some of the key tools, helping them get set up, or tools like Slack, or if they've never used it before, Zoom, all these kinds of different tools. What do they need to become aware of? If you've got a specific point of sale system that maybe they need a training on, and everyone needs to be aware of this. And then you've got the more specialized training that might go down, that maybe someone who's a manager versus a retail rep will have different training that they go through about how to use that same software, but they all need to know how to set it up or what it is. So this is what you're going to kind of create, is the general gist of what do they need to know about the company? What do they need to know about, you know, what you stand for? What do they need to know in terms of tools? What are the policies and standard things? Then you want to get into more specific training, you know, how to do something. Here are the SOPs you'll need. Here's what to do. Maybe you'll start to have a rhythm of them meeting with other team members and having reviews, and, you know, when will their initial review be up? And what are the milestones that they're going to be measured by? Because if you're a new person who started the company, you want to kind of get an idea of, what am I expected to do? If right now your training experience is like, hey, welcome, this is so-and-so, they're going to be your buddy, they're going to show you the ropes, that's not very formalized, and it's going to result in you as the owner not getting the quality of staff you want, because they won't be trained to the level that will truly give you the consistency you need to really grow a business. So I'm going to leave it there. Really just talking about the mechanics of how to do that. I've got a whole in-depth training that I have available in my Dadpreneur program. So if you're a dad in business and you'd like access to that training, reach out to me. Happy to chat about how the Dadpreneur program works. If you're not a dad and you're like, I want that anyway, Well, it's only available in the Dadpreneur program, but you can still reach out anyway, and maybe we can arrange a purchase outside of the Dadpreneur program. We can have that conversation. But really, I just want to get you thinking about what that is. And there's enough here information I've just shared with you in the last 5 minutes that will help you get started in building something, and you can really make a big difference to your business. So go and build a new hire onboarding sequence. It'll really change game when it comes to building out your team.
You've been listening to Entrepreneurs Rising. Thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. I appreciate your time and look forward to connecting in future episodes. If you would like show notes or any resources from today's episode, you can find them at rising.show. Rising.show. You can find show notes for this episode and all other episodes, as well as links to socials and the ability to reach out and connect with me, make your suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, keep up the journey.
This episode was brought to you by Automation Agency. If you're sick of Fiverr and Upwork and want a reliable team of experts who can turn your marketing ideas into marketing duns, then head over to automationagency.com and check out what they can do. Whether it's graphic design tasks for social media, your presentations, or tech tasks like building funnels and email automations, or content creation tasks like copywriting and video editing, Automation Agency is the one team you need to help you market your business and free up your time to focus on more important things. So go and check out automationagency.com.